I'm listening. It's just very hard till I get to the...
All right.
Put on my costume. I didn't see it. You were going to send it to me.
Okay. I'll send it. Blee neder. Okay, everybody, so let's learn about this week's parasha. A few short ideas. This week's parasha opens up with the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos is always a great topic. You can never go wrong learning about Shabbos. The beginning of the parasha learns about V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos la'sois es ha-Shabbos le'doyresam v'ris olam. And the reason why Shabbos is presented in the beginning of the parasha is to teach you that the beginning of the binyan, Rashi says, I believe, the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash is not doyre Shabbos. It's presented, we conclude Truma Tetzaveh, the construction of the Mishkan and the Kohanim, the clothing. And after two parashos of describing in great detail exactly how the Mishkan should be built and how the Kohanim should be dressed and how they and a little bit of the Avoda, and then we discuss the Keturas Hasamim, the funding. It's like a whole package. The Binyan of the Mishkan, the Kohanim who serve, their positions, and the Avoda, what has to be done, and the fundraising, who's going to support the upkeep of the Mishkan, and the anointment, the inauguration, the Shemen HaMishka, how you're going to sanctify the Mishkan. And then, after we've finished the entire package, which covers everything there is to discuss about the Mishkan, the entire plan from A to Z, Shabbos. V'shomeru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. La'sois es ha-Shabbos. Why? So Rashi says to teach you, don't get too carried away. Gevulois, there are boundaries in this world. There is the building of the Mishkan, but there's also Shabbos. The building of the Mishkan is not doiche Shabbos. Shabbos is more important. Okay, very good. Now, in this week's parasha, there's a very popular Or HaChaim. I'm sure you all know Or HaChaim is a very popular Mefarash, an early Acharon on Chumash. It's printed in almost all of the editions of the Mikros Gedolos. It's written very, very well. It's very easy to read, and he has very beautiful ideas that appeal to the masses. You never heard someone complain about the Or HaChaim. Everyone is enamored with the Or HaChaim. His style of writing is very pleasant. His ideas are second to none. It's a really beautiful, beautiful parish on Chumash. And that's why it's printed in basically every single edition of the Megillos Gedolos, B'li Yetzer Min HaKlal. And today, in this generation, as you know, you can imagine, art school came along. And they have a translation with an elaboration, elucidation, v'chulu v'chulu. He says something in this week's parasha that gets a lot of people very nervous. A lot of people have lost sleep over what he says in this week's parasha. And it's disturbing. What does he say? There's something called pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Let's say, for example, a person is not feeling well. What do? Call Hatzalah. You make a telephone call, you call Hatzalah. So what happens? Someone picks up the phone. Oh, Chal Shabbos. First of all, the one thing the phone call is Mechal Shabbos. And the one who answers is Mechal Shabbos. And they dispatch all of their members. And the sirens start making noise and the lights. And as you know, unfortunately, we all know too well what goes on. And this massive, massive Chal Shabbos. And then when it's all over, All the Hatzalah members, they come back, they get back in their cars, they go back home. There's quite a bit of Chil Shabbos when somebody doesn't feel well. And when a person picks up that phone to make that phone call, I did it once on Shabbos. I actually once called on Shabbos, Hatzalah, probably more than once. But there's quite a bit of Chil Shabbos. Look at this week's parasha. Building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, two parashiyos, and the first aliyah of Parashas Kisisa, it's the most important thing in the world, to make a makam for the Hashua Sashrina. And Hashem comes along and then he says, by the way, it may be the most important thing in this world to make for me a place where I can rest my divine presence in this world. But remember, Shabbos is more important. I'm willing to stay in heaven and stay away from this world as long as you observe the Shabbos. Shabbos, Ablazer, you have a whole different background. What happened over there? Ablazer looks different over there. He's like in this base medrash. He has a fancy study there with all his svarim. We have over here, Shabbos is more important. Can you imagine Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I'm willing to stay upstairs in Shemayim as long as you observe the Shabbos. So what happens if a person doesn't feel well? Maybe we shouldn't call out Salah. Maybe we should let him die. Chas v'shalom. Shabbos! Maybe Shabbos is more important than Pikuach Nefesh. So in fact, there's a piece of Gemara which provides a whole collection of ideas, reasons, sources, as to why indeed a person is permitted to be mechallel the Shabbos to save the life of another Jew. There are many reasons. And the main reason is really because it says in the Pasuk, V'chai Bohem. The two words in the Pasuk, V'chai Bohem, it's somewhere in Devarim, I believe, V'chai Bohem, to teach you.
It's in Kedoshim.
Kedoshim, what was it? Kedoshim?
I mean,
Achrimos, the most important thing is.
It's Shoro Chesed.
Right. MR.
Yeah.
Okay, V'chai Bohem, the most important thing is to do the mitzvahs, to live. Life is the most important thing. It's a gezeres, it's like a brisk of art. It's a gezeres hakosov, and there's nothing more valuable in the Torah than life. And life overrides everything, even Shabbos, that does not override the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to even build on Shabbos, but yet life, V'chai Bohem, overrides. Okay, very good. In the discussion, the Gemara says another svar. And the svar of the Gemara says is as follows. Better be mechallel one Shabbos so that this fellow will be able to observe multiple Shabbosos. It's the Feirush of Gemara. The Gemara has many reasons, and one reason is not, and they all contribute to the final result. Again, the svar is, we have a person here that's going to die. He's a very sick person. So, Shabbos, how can you be mechallel Shabbos? Shabbos is something more important, so let the person die. No. If you will be mechallel this Shabbos to save his life, this fellow will observe numerous, multiple Shabbosos the rest of his life. So it's logical. Misvara. Chalel Shabbos achas kidei sheyishmeru Shabbosos harbe. This is one of the key reasons presented in the Gemara as to why you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos in order to save someone's life. Along comes the Or HaChaim, which everyone is in love with. Everyone is enamored with his parish. His parish is Mosuk Midvash, Mosuk Midvash. And he says, he seems to say that this is the primary reason. And then he goes on to say, L'may nafkamina. It's shocking what he says now. Everyone is going to get very, very worked up. If this person that you're going to be mechal Shabbos for will not observe other Shabbosos because he's not religious, or I'm not sure if he said that, or he's not going to make it to next Shabbos. Let's talk about it. He's not going to make it. It's chaye shoa. You have a fellow. He is a goses. He's about to die. If we'll be mechallel Shabbos to live a couple of hours, there is no doctor in the world that will tell you al derech hateva this fellow will make it to next Shabbos. He's just not going to make it. There's no way. There's no way, according to the laws of science, that this person can live another week. Thank you for the coffee. Thank you very, very much. There is no way he can make it one more week in this world. So the Or HaChaim says, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Let him die. He has a Shechidish. Mark, you're not shaking from this. It's Friday night. A person is very, very sick. Basically, all the ICUs in the city where people, where people are not going to make it to the next Shabbos. Anyway, he's not going to make it. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. If the person's going to live and fulfill what it says in the Gemara, that he'll observe multiple Shabbosos, then you can be Mechal Shabbos. But if he's not going to live, then don't be Mechal Shabbos, because it's not going to happen. Then next Shabbos, he will observe Shabbos. Everyone who has read these words, the Or HaChaim, is up in arms. Impossible. Impossible. That's ridiculous. V'chai bohem. The Gemara itself goes on to say that the primary source of Chil Shabbos is v'chai bohem. Just being alive. Being alive without doing any mitzvahs. Zero. Just to be alive. The Torah values life so much, it's worthy to be Mechal Shabbos, so a person can be alive and do nothing. Can be a kofer, even. Can be in denial. It's worth it. So what in the world is the Or HaChaim saying? What's going on here? So this
he's
is
so sick, or he's far from Yiddishkeit.
Right, exactly, right. So the Or HaChaim says in those cases where he's not going to observe Shabbos, that's right, you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, let the person die. This is a very disturbing statement from the Or HaChaim, which everyone, there's a large collection of commentators who have great delight in trying to answer the difficulty that the Or HaChaim put himself in with these words. So let me tell you some of the answers. A lot of the answers are Michal, welcome. Welcome, Michal. And Michal, you get a mazel tov that you took the second shot, right? You got the second shot, Chazoras HaShatz.
Yes.
You're diving with a minion today. Chazoras HaShatz. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shah Kol Nieh B'Dvarayu. You should be healthy and gesund. Everyone here as well. Now, so what's the shot? So let me just tell you, show you some of the answers. Some of the answers are technical answers, but there's one answer I really like a lot. And it touches upon a lot of things, the last answer that we're going to put in. But let's just go through the basic answers. What? It's in this week's parasha, in the end of the first aliyah. The end of the first aliyah. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabos. End of the first aliyah where he says this. Now, you want me to read the exact words? Maybe I should read the exact words. The exact words are Kosav Arachaim Akol Shakavonis Atoira Hakidosh Vitsivu Bnei Yisrael Shabbos Shenefesh HaYisraeli Chashuvi Yoiser Mikidusha Shabbos Umemeil Derbuchonevesh. Okay, one more second. Here he goes. He says Vizel Shoinai Oyirtse Alze Haderech Emosai omarti l'chol lishmor ish Yisrael afilu be'erech kivoyt Shabbos. The Or HaChaim writes, when did the Torah tell you that you shall guard the life of a Jewish person even though it's going to come at the expense of Chil Shabbos? Dafka, these are his words, Dafka, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos la'asos. Only when he will do the Shabbos. Perush, ba'odam sheyeshnoi begeder amod la'asos. He will get up one day and observe the Shabbos. Aval, mi shevadai lo yokum v'lo yigil l'Shabbos l'shoimroi. If you can, these are his words. I'm reading the words. If you'll find a person that, if you'll be mechalal this week, this Shabbos, and you'll save his life, next Shabbos, he couldn't care less. He's not going to observe. Lo yigil Shabbos l'shomrei, which simply means he's not going to anyway live. He's not going to live more than a couple of days, so he's not going to make it to the next Shabbos. Hagam sherefuos elu yoilu l'shaois oyli yomim. Even though what you're going to do for him will give him life for a few more hours or for a few more days, but it's not at all likely that he'll live to the next Shabbos. Lo yichalel olav Shabbos. Do not dare be mechalel Shabbos to save his life. Ad kan l'shoinei. So could you imagine, you call Batsala, the first question they have to ask you is, do you think that if we come on the call, we send an ambulance, we send out a team of people to come and save his life, do you think he'll make it to the next Shabbos? Every time you make do an Atzala call, according to the Arachayim, you have to go and ask this question. That solo, the dispatcher has to ask the question. You know, you're asking us in Mechal Shabbos, do you think after Mechal Shabbos is going to survive to next Shabbos? And if you have any, I don't know, he's very, very sick. It's not likely he's going to live another week. Sorry, let him die. Could you imagine? That's what he says. Lo yichalel olav Shabbos.
On which day of the week does this question arise?
Shabbos. On Shabbos it arises.
On Shabbos. And you're looking towards next Shabbos?
Correct.
Okay.
Someone, the person is not well, you call up Hatzalah, come, save him. You want us to be Mechal Shabbos? We have to ask you the question. If we will be Mechal Shabbos and save him, he'll live a couple of hours for sure. Emergency medicine can do wonders. But do you think he's going to make it a whole week to observe another Shabbos? No way. Not this guy. Emergency medicine can only preserve you for a couple of hours, a couple of days, but not for a whole week.
But how do you know that until...
Theoretically, you're right. Theoretically, let's put this in the world of theory. Lo yichal hatzal, sorry, hang up the phone. Now, everyone is in love with the Arachayim, but when they come to something like this, you know, today we live in a world today where you can be the biggest tzaddik, and if they get you on one little thing they don't like, they'll cancel you for everything. Okay, we do that in the Jewish world also. Okay, the Jewish world is guilty of this, more often than not, of canceling people because they just don't agree with one little thing. They don't like him, so they right away they sideline. What about everything else about him? Unfortunately, this is a problem that we have amongst ourselves as well. So today, if you would have a sefer, I guarantee you, someone would write something like this in the sefer, a masterpiece. They wouldn't be able to sell one copy, guarantee you. Because of this one line. Guaranteed. Or HaChaim was grandfathered in.
Ironic, isn't it, that someone named Or HaChaim
of life,
this sort of life and death question.
But the Or HaChaim, there is not a person in this world that is not in love with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He's the one who invented to make a kvittel. You know, you send a kvittel to the Kosel, to a Rebbe. Who is the one who is the inventor? The one who literally invented the principle of writing, of the first one to ever write a kvittel, that you put in the Kosel Hamaravi, or you give to a Rebbe, it was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He's the one who wrote the first kvittel. He wrote, his sefer is accepted, the whole world, and he wrote this. And everyone is in disbelief, because that's not the halacha. The halacha is the value of life is so important. Even if a person will not live more than a few moments and will not observe any mitzvah, the halacha is your armechal Shabbos. So what in the world is going on over here in Sarachai? There are many answers. Let's go through one at a time. First answer is, we want to limit Arachayim to technical answers, to a situation where the person is very, very sick at the very, very end of Shabbos. These answers, they're not very satisfying. I just want to build up a little bit. If the person was ill, let's say Friday night, and if you'll do something for him, you'll be Mechal Shabbos, he will be awake on Shabbos. He will be aware, he'll come to Shabbos. He'll have an awareness of Shabbos, then you're Mechal Shabbos. The case of the Or HaChaim is where it's 5 minutes to go. Shabbos will be over in 5 minutes. Whatever Zman you hold from. You pick a Zman. When Shabbos will be over. Shabbos will end in 5 minutes. And And there's no way in the world this person is going to live a week. No way. So now, we want to be Mechalel Shabbos for 5 minutes. The process of Chilul Shabbos to revive the person will take 5 minutes. But these 5 minutes of Chilul Shabbos will not result in this patient have even becoming aware that today is Shabbos, because Shabbos is going to be, by the time we finish the Chilul Shabbos and bring him back, Shabbos will already be over. And he's not going to live to the next Shabbos. So it doesn't really answer the question, but it takes away the sting of the question. In other words, according to this approach, the Aruch Chaim admits that if a person will be Mechalel Shabbos and you'll stabilize him, your Chilul Shabbos will end. And the patient will be alive in some shape or form on this Shabbos, v'chai bohem, be Mechalel Shabbos. How long will it take you to be Mechalel Shabbos? 5 minutes? It's good, be Mechalel Shabbos. After you finish being Mechalel Shabbos, will the patient be alive? I don't know what that means. In any state, let's be very lean, in any state, he's in a coma. But he's alive. He's alive. And it's Shabbos. So your Chil Shabbos resulted in the patient being alive on this Shabbos, at least for 1 second. Of course, the Aruch Chaim says you can be Mechal Shabbos. What's the Shaila? Be Mechal the Shabbos, so he can observe many Shabbos. Lav Dafka, many Shabbos, even the Shabbos. Lav Dafka, Las Sois means he has to do a Maisa, he has to say Kiddush, he has to be Nizer. In being alive on Shabbos is worth it. Just being alive in any state of being is enough. He's only discussing an extremely limited, rare scenario where Shabbos is ending in a few moments. And the amount of your actions of Chil Shabbos will take up all of that time. And when you will stabilize him, he will then be alive, but he will not enjoy from your effort any time of being alive during a Shabbos. Next Shabbos for sure not, because he's a Goyses. He'll be dead by then. And even this Shabbos, when you'll finish the Chil Shabbos, it's already Shabbos already is over. Now, does that really answer the question? Not really. It's a very technical answer. And it's a chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush to say such a thing. Because when we started off the question, we had a presumption. The way, if you read the words very literally, it sounds like, from the Aruch Chaim, that he has to live to next Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechalel this Shabbos if he's not going to make it to next Shabbos. And that is too much to bear. That's too much to bear to say such a thing. So the first answer that many of the commentators give, I'm taking everything else I'm going to go with this from the Das Kanisa by Gibbs. He cites this first answer. I have all the years. This answer is, it takes away the sting. It's still a tremendous chiddush. It's a massive chiddush to say such a thing. But it takes away the sting of the question. You want to be Mechalel Shabbos? Fine. Will your effort, will it result in a human being, Jew, being alive during Shabbos? Okay, you can be Mechal Shabbos. But if it's the very last moment, no, you can't. Is that do we accept that to be halachically correct? Absolutely not. For many reasons, but absolutely not. But you could accept this. This is something that we don't have to put the Aruch Chaim in Geniza for. You could accept this chiddush. Shabbos is sacred. The Beis HaMikdash is not doicha Shabbos. There's nothing more sacred than Shabbos. Oh, but v'chai bohem, you know, the Gemara presents a whole sequence of answers. All of the answers have truth to it. They all contribute to the result. And part of the permission that Hashem gave us to be Mechalel Shabbos is that the person should be alive at least for 1 second on Shabbos. And if that's not going to happen, because he's a goises, he's a dying person, and the time you'll finish, Shabbos is over, then just let him die. Okay, it's not very satisfying for us, but okay, it's acceptable. The Orach Chaim lives on. The Sefer is not to be removed from the Beis Medrash. That's our goal. The second answer is an interesting answer. This is a very interesting answer. Again, they're reading a lot into the Orach Chaim. None of these answers really fit into the words, but all right, it's just a little bit pilpul, and there's truth to everything. That's why I want to spend some time on this. It brings in other Yisoides. What happens if you have a person, and there are people like this, believe it or not, there are people like this, and you know you're very sick. Bikuach nefesh. We have to be mechal Shabbos to save you. We're calling out Salah. So the guy says, no. My whole life, I was never mechal Shabbos. Never. This is my thing in life. My thing in life is Shabbos. I never missed a Shabbos. I was Meiser Nefesh. I lost 20 jobs. I could have been a billionaire, this and that. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. There are people like that. Kedusha Shabbos. Sir, if we don't call Hatzalah, you're going to be dead in 5 minutes. And there's not going to be any more Shabbosites for you to observe. If we go call out soul, you'll be able to observe you can live another 50 years. So the person says, you know what? I don't care. I want to die. I'd rather die than be the cause of Chil Shabbos. What is the halacha? The halacha is too bad for you.
It's on the grounds of insanity.
Too bad. No, even if it's not on grounds of insanity. Let's say it's not.
If he says that.
No, it's not insanity. It's a matter of halacha. It's not insanity. I went through my entire life. I was moiser nefesh for Shabbos. There are people like that. Incredible mesiras nefesh. I don't want a very holy person. I can imagine this happening. A very, very holy person. I'd rather die. I'd rather die without being mechal Shabbos than live another 20 years. There are people, believe it or not, there are people like that. Okay, I don't know if in our generation there are, but maybe in previous generations there were people like that. I believe there are people like that. So what is the law? The law is, I'm sorry to disappoint you. You have very good kavana, but that's not the halacha. You're wrong in halacha. It's a tragedy that you will now have to be mechal Shabbos. But that's life. Things don't always work out. We are going to force you against your will to be mechalel Shabbos v'chai bohem. Too bad. You're not allowed to be moiser nefesh. Too bad for you. That's the halach. So a fellow says, my whole life was never mechalel Shabbos, and now I'm willing to die and not be mechalel Shabbos. My life. Don't tell me what to do with my life. It's my life. I don't want to go to Shemaim even though I was permitted to do so. I could have taken advantage of the heter of Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. I'm not looking for heterim. Too bad. With Mechal Shabbos. Now, here's where they come for the answer. But let's say this person, you have all the doctors, every biggest experts in the world, the biggest mumchim in the world, they all say, there is no way this guy, Al Derech HaTeva, will live to next Shabbos. Impossible. It is impossible for this person to survive more than a day or two. It never happened. It never will happen. We're living in an olam of Teva. He cannot live more than a day. That's just the way it is. But right now, it's Shabbos. And right now, you need a procedure. And if we'll do this procedure right now with Chil Shabbos, you'll live another day. You'll die tomorrow, Sunday afternoon. You'll live, you'll get to see the Super Bowl tomorrow. You'll live another day. You want to make it to next Shabbos? Impossible. But you'll live until one more day. And this fellow says, listen, I spent my whole life being Nizar in Kedusha Shabbos. I was Moser Nefesh. you know something? I'd rather die than be Machal Shabbos. This is where the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, you listen to him. You let him die. Ordinarily, if a person, Al Derech HaTeva, will live to next Shabbos, the halacha is your Machal Shabbos, whether you like it or not. We don't care what you have to say about your Mesiras Nefesh and about if you don't come on Shabbos, don't come on Sunday or Monday. We don't care. Halacha is halacha with Michal Shabbos to save your life because he has another Shabbos to get to. We force you, but if the Mitzias is such that he's not going to make it, this, the Gemara says, a Svara. The Arachim, you can't ignore the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, Kidei Sheyishmeru, Shabbos Es Harbe. So the Arachim says, so that means that if he's not going to observe Shabbos Es Harbe, then don't be Mechal Shabbos. We don't appreciate how strict Shabbos is. We, oh, big deal, Shabbos. Big deal. You see people, you go out in the street, there's Chal Shabbos, right and left. Wherever you look, there's Chal Shabbos. Big deal, Shabbos. You know, you're making a mistake. You don't do Shabbos, you don't mean Mechal Shabbos no matter what. Even the Beis HaMikdash. What could be more important than the Beis HaMikdash? To make for Hashem a Mokum of Hashua's Shechin in this world? Nope. Hashem says, I'm staying in Shemayim and you don't mean Mechal Shabbos. So Shabbos is serious. And the Gemara says, the only reason Mechal Shabbos is because Sheyishmeru Shabbos HaSarbe. It has to have an application somewhere in the world of halacha. You can't ignore this. And that's what the Or HaChaim is telling you. There is a limited application in a case where it is a fact, a scientific fact, that he will not survive until next Shabbos. Here, if a person says to his, we'll be Mechal Shabbos, gladly, we'll do it for you. We'll be Mechal Shabbos. We'll be Mechal Shabbos. We have no problem. Even though you'll only live for one more minute, even for one more second, will be Mechal Shabbos for you. But if the person himself says, I'm a Kaddosh, I don't want it. I don't want on my plates, this should be on my record of Chal Shabbos. So if he's not going to make it to the next Shabbos, that's the one mokoim where the Gemara's halacha has a real halachic application. Okay, I think it's a very powerful idea. Does it read into the words of the Or HaChaim? No way. Not to me at least. Not to me at least. But there is some element of truth to this. It works, okay? The concept works.
What would the Or HaChaim say about somebody who's assimilated far from
Israel? It sounds like the same thing.
Never will keep
right. Travels. So, you know, first of all, you don't know. A person who's assimilated, it's very easy to talk about this conversation when you're dealing with the medical issue. And you'll have all of the biggest doctors will tell you that Al Derech HaTeva is not going to. Oh, you'll tell me there's going to be a medical miracle will happen tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. You don't have to be chayish for medical miracles happening Sunday morning. But you're asking a case, let's say the person is not Apikoris.
Yeah.
He's the biggest world Apikoris. There's no way he's going to do teshuvah. You don't know that. You don't really know that. You want to say what the statistics are? Maybe. Okay, that's already another level. Let's not go there. Let's not discuss about people who are apikoros and that are not going to ever do teshuva. That's a separate. It's a similar thing here. Similar. Let's put that aside. Let's go to another idea, another answer, which is very similar, very similar. Okay, now here, and let me give you a little bit of background. This is why I want to bring out this because it brings a lot of different interesting topics. There's a discussion in the Paiskim, this issue of being Mechal Shabbos in a person's life. Is it called Dechuya or Chutra? These are two popular terms which all the Achram throw around right and left in every sugya in Shas. Dechuya versus Chutra. What does that mean? Chutra means it's not Shabbos today. If today was Sunday morning and a person, you want to go call a doctor, it's a mitzvah. Ushmartem oid es nafshay seichem. Chutra. Who's asking questions? Who's asking shailas? Chutra. When a person is deathly ill on Shabbos and you need to mechal Shabbos, it's not called chal Shabbos. How could you even use the term mechalal? How could he even say Hutra? If a person is deathly ill on Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. You're living in a virtual world. Today is not Shabbos. Today is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Do whatever you need to do. What's Pshat Dechuya? Dechuya? Dechuya means, you know, it's Shabbos today. We're being Mechal Shabbos for you. You're a bad boy. We're doing terrible averos. No, we're allowed to. But we're getting our hands dirty for you. Dechuya means when you're getting your hands dirty. You're doing an avera. You may have to even do teshuva for that avera. You have to do it. It's an avera l'shma. But it's an avera. You got to do it. You got to do it. Belev sholem. Dechuya. Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos pushed away. But it's still Shabbos. L'may nafkemina. What would be the difference? So the Poskim say something like this. When you say, let me give you an example. Let's say, I'm making up an example, which I think is halachically true. Let's say a person's very, very sick and he needs a certain food. If he doesn't eat this food, he's gonna die. Oh, pikuach nefesh. Let's say it's chutra. Oh, it's chutra? Okay. So you go into the kitchen and you prepare the food. And then you say, you know what? Let's make it taste really good. Let's add this extra ingredient. You know what? Let me, I don't have it. Let me go to the store. I'll take a taxi to the store and get the best ingredients. He doesn't need the best ingredients. He just needs the basic food. You know, the 99-cent store will be just as good. No, but once I'm already making the dish, I'm a gourmet chef. I'm not gonna just make. I wanna make it like I make it, you know, as like a wedding. I wanna make it good. And I wanna go through all these extra steps to produce the finest quality dish to serve the person who's a choyle mesukah. Are you allowed to do that? Yes, you are. If you hold Pikuach Nefesh permits you to be Mechal Shabbos in the category of Chutra, a person is dying. It's Machlekes HaPoskim. Pikuach Nefesh, is it Chutra or is it Dechuya? If it's Chutra, it's not Shabbos today. There is absolutely no limitation in what you can do. You need to prepare for him food. My next door neighbor across the street of a Rishus Harabim Do'iraisa has a very fine sugar, exotic brand. I know he'll give me some of it. So let me go be Mechal Shabbos. Excuse me, you have plenty of sugar here right in front of you. That's just as good for your cholim. What do you have the mishagas of going be Mechal Shabbos to cross the Rishus Haram Do'iraisa to engage in Hoitzah Hachnasa Do'iraisa? Who's asking you? Is today Shabbos? No. It's Saturday on the calendar, but it's Chutra, which means today it's Monday. So if it was Monday, I would go across the street and get whatever I want. And you wouldn't say boo. So just because today it's Saturday, who cares? Chutra, do whatever you want. There's no limit. No limit. No restraint. You're preparing food for a chayla? Once you're permitted to prepare, do whatever you want. Don't hold back. But if you hold, it's dechuya. Dechuya. Watch your steps, sonny boy. Everything you do, you will be held accountable for. You have to make a dish. How many ingredients does the recipe call for? 20? What would happen if you wouldn't put in these 5 ingredients? Would it really make a difference? Will the person be cured? Oh, yeah, he'll be okay, for sure. So why are you putting in those 5 extra ingredients? Well, that's what it says in the recipe book. It's an art scroll. Art scroll has more cookbooks than they have chumashim. If I do what it says in the chumash, let me do what it says in the recipe book. No. Today is Shabbos. Oh, but it's a chol mesukan. Dechuya. Just because you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, be sensitive. Today is Shabbos. You're only allowed to do what is absolutely necessary. Don't take advantage. It's a very tricky, it's a very, very, very delicate topic, very delicate technique to do what's necessary and don't overstep your bounds. That's the difference between chutr and dechuy. So here's someone to give the following longish answer to save the Archaim from his extreme statement. Archaim says, you have a person, it's Friday night. All the doctors come and they say, this fellow, he's a chulim mesukin. There is no way, al derech hateva, he's going to make it to next Shabbos. He's going to die not later than Monday, Tuesday. But if you're not mechal Shabbos right now, he's not going to live more than 5 minutes. So Aruch Chaim says, don't be mechal Shabbos. Too bad, let him die. How could he say that? It's not true. What the Aruch Chaim means to say is, ordinarily, when you mechal Shabbos, it's chutra. When a person is not well and he needs chil Shabbos, chutra. Do whatever you want. No limitation. It's Monday morning. But if all the doctors of the world tell you that al derech hateva, this fellow is not going to make it to next Shabbos, this is dechuya. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Absolutely. Do whatever you need to do. But watch your steps. There's two types of chil Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. When a person will make it to next Shabbos and yimachal Shabbos to save his life, this is chutra. There's no limit what you can do. You can do cherry on the top. Whipped cream and cherry on the top. But if this is a fellow who's not going to make it to next Shabbos, are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos? You're mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos. Mechuyev. V'chai bohem. But this is dechuya. This is not chutra. Don't forget about the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just throw around words. The Gemara says, you know why you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos? Mutav sheyechal Shabbos achas kedei sheyishvru Shabbos es harbe. If this fellow is not going to be observing Shabbos es harbe, don't be mechal Shabbos. Oh, but the Gemara then goes on to say, v'chai bohem. You can be mechal Shabbos. That's dechuya, not chutra. So the end result is mechal Shabbos. But don't put on the whipped cream and the cherry on the top. That you can't do. You have to do only what is absolutely necessary. Okay? That's already three answers. Then comes, there are other answers, technical answers, because those are the ones that I like. Then there's the answer which I really like. I really like the following answer. Again, all these answers, they don't really fit into the words of the Aruch Chaim. He does a very big favor. At least we have a shiur today. I was talking about by mentioning this, but this is the answer of the Chidah. The Chidah, it's very simple, but it's very profound, what the Chidah says. The Chidah says, he focuses on the words of the Gemara, which the Aruch Chaim does not quote, and he says, did I actually write it down? I didn't write it down. It took me too long to look up the exact words. But what he basically says is, the bottom line is, of course, you can be mechal Shabbos. Of course. That's the law. But the question is, was it really kedai? Was it really worth it? Can you say about this person, like you see many times in life, you really go all the way out. Go all the way out, and you do things, and at the end of the day you say, was it really worth it? Only was it worth it? You didn't have a choice. This is what you're supposed to, you're making a parnasa. Let me give you an example. Chaim Berlin, when I was in Chaim Berlin, they had a program for the Iranian boys. There was an era, there's a tekufa, where Iran released, they let groups of Jews leave the country. Okay, today supposedly there are 25,000 Jews in Iran. I don't know what the story is. If they can leave, they want to leave. Probably they don't want, but it seems like they don't want to leave. They're happy there. I really don't know. But there was a time when there was a very big sakana, very, very big sakana, and probably goes back to the 80s, the early 90s, where there was a significant number of Iranian Jews that were allowed to leave the country for good. And they came to the country. And many of them came here without a penny to their name. And their children, they needed everything. It's like the Russians, similar to the Soviet Union. That was a little different, but it was. And the community was hard-pressed to take care of them, to provide for them, to get them jobs, and the young children to put them in the yeshivas and to bring them up to speed. So in those days, Chaim Berlin, it's a great credit to them, at a great expense, they created a program for these Iranian boys. Program, it wasn't part of the yeshiva itself because they were not integrated. They were not at the level, they didn't have the background to be up to speed with their counterparts. But they had a parallel program on the side and they integrated them for certain activities. And I remember very clearly they hired Rebbeim. They invested an enormous amount of money, enormous amount of time and money to do their part, to be mishtatev. And Rav Chaim Siegel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he was the manal of the high school, he told me that a lot of the boys did not do well. The program was a failure in many ways. It just didn't work. The boys who came already were older. They grew up in Iran. There were many problems. And a lot of the boys, you know, they were in the program, and you know, they went to the program, and then what became of them? Who knows? Okay, you never know. You never really know. But it certainly did not. The goals were certainly not achieved. But there was one boy who became very, very big Talmud Chacham, who the yeshiva is very proud of. He went on to be a leader, and Rav Chaim Siegel said to me, the whole program was worth it just for this one boy. Had the yeshiva known in advance, could see the future, what would be, are they mechuyev to invest so much money and time and effort, agmas nefesh, if they would know in advance what would be? Listen, who knows how it trickles down years later, the effect it makes. But al derech hateva, they certainly were not happy. At least that's what he said to me. I don't know. I don't know what other people would say, but he didn't seem to be too happy. And there was a lot of money and everything. But this one boy, wow, where would he be today? And the whole program was worth it for this one boy. So what about everyone else? Well, at the time, this is what you got to do. You got to step up to the plate. These people, they need help. You need help. You got to go schnarf for money. You got to go and hire people. You got to make everyone crazy. This is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. For who and for what?
It was a decision by the Agudas Matzis Gedolei Torah. They actually discussed it, and they had a problem because the people in Iran were college students, or if they would come here without their families.
A lot of problems. It was a very big debate. The Beluzhev Rebbe, he was very involved. There's a lot behind it, whatever. But in any event, so for that one boy, it's worth it. Everyone else, all right, who knows? The Orach Chaim basically says that whole story that I just told you on the Orach Chaim. The Chida discussed the Orach Chaim, and he basically says, listen, you got to be Mechal Shabbos, whether you like it or not. You have a fellow who's dying. He's not going to make it even to the morning. It's Friday night. This guy's not going to make it to Friday morning. That's it. It's over. He's a goyses. What miracles aren't you expecting miracles? He's going to die. But if you don't do this procedure at this moment, he's going to die now. If you'll be Machal Shabbos, he'll make it until Mincha. He'll make it for until Musaf. Be Mechalel Shabbos. That is the halacha. That's what you have to do. When the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, if he's not going to make it to next Shabbos, don't bother, let him die. It doesn't mean literally let him die. It doesn't mean that. It means for the person that's going to make it to next Shabbos, oh, for him, it was all worth it. It was all worth it. You're going to do it no matter what anyway. You're going to do it because that's the halacha. You don't have a choice. You got to do it for everyone. But when you do it for everyone, what happens when you do it for everyone? There's going to be one person for whom, you can say about him without any, you can say about anyone, you know, you don't really know. We don't know how things, you have a right, though, to a certain degree to look at it from your perspective. Of course, we don't know Hashem's plan. That's the Devar Pasha. But from our limited perspective, the Torah was not given to the Malachi Asharis. You have the facts in front of you. The facts in front of you is, you mean Machal Shabbos? The guy's going to die in 5 minutes. What's this all about over here anyway? Right? So from our perspective, we don't know. Chai Shah, you're going to tell me it's Kabbalistic in Yanim. I don't know Kabbalah. I'm not into the world of Kabbalah. The guy's not conscious in the coma. He's going to die anyway. Well, what's this all about over here? Okay, whatever. But from our perspective, was it Kedai to Machal Shabbos? No, it's not. It's not Kedah. Are you anyway Mechal Shabbos? You better be Mechal Shabbos. If you're not Mechal Shabbos, you're finished. Because that's the halacha, you're Mechal Shabbos. But there's another element. Was it Kedai from your perspective? No, it wasn't. But for this guy who's now going to observe Shabbos as Harbei, for him it was Kedai. You could appreciate that. Even you could appreciate that it was Kedai. It was Kedai. That's all the Orach Chaim HaKadosh really means to say. He doesn't mean to go against the halacha. V'chai bohem. He means when the Gemara mentions this principle, it's Kedai v'machal one Shabbos, Kedai sheyishvu Shabbos es harbe, this is something which a human being is entitled to embrace. Torah is not just science. There is an element in Torah that is meant to give you satisfaction in life. There's a personal element of Torah. It's not just a technical book that gives you these sets of rules and follow the rules and don't bother me and don't ask any questions. If you're going to live Torah in that way, then you're in a lot of trouble. You're just going to get frustrated. The law is b'machalel Shabbos. Why? For who and for what? Too bad for you. But the Gemara in discussing Pikuach Nefesh also wants to give us little spice in life and wants to give a person some satisfaction and happiness in the Mechalel Shabbos. Kol ma do'os rachmon b'makom zeh was ma to someone else. You want chazer, right? The Gemara, if you want to know, what does chazer taste like? You have a taiva. Oh, if the whole world eats pork, there must be something to it, no? If the whole world eats it, it can't be the whole world's crazy. So, you want? There's a fish called shibuta. Check it out. It's a kosher fish. The brain of the fish tastes exactly like chazer. You want to know what a cheeseburger tastes like? There's something called kachal, the udder of an animal. The udder of an animal is saturated in milk. Open up Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, learn how to kasher it, and you'll know you'll have the flavor of Basar B'Chalav. You want to have satisfaction in the Mechalel Shabbos? You want to have satisfaction? You want to, geshmak to Mechalel Shabbos? For this guy, you'll have that satisfaction. Everyone else, you'll have nightmares. What did I do? I was Mechalel Shabbos. And the guy, the next day I go to his funeral. So what was this all about? You're right. Not everything in life is so pleasant. But for this guy who makes it to the next Shabbos, the Torah is giving you permission to enjoy it, to appreciate this itself is life. That's all the Aruch Chaim means to say. Okay, so Sach HaKol, let's just chazal the Yesodis. We have over here Parshas Kisis. It is the finale of the Binyan HaMishkan. Truma, Tetzaveh, and one Aliyah in Kisisa. The structure, the clothing, the Kohanim, certain portions of the Avoda, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Azov. There's a certain Tomich al Shachar. And then, how are we going to fund? How are we going to maintain the funding of the Mishkan? And how are we going to sanctify with the Shemen HaMishcha? Give out. And then all of a sudden, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael l'sasha habos. Shabbos. Mandekar Shemei. And the answer is for 2.5 weeks, I'm telling you, Shabbos. I'm telling you, Mishkan. I'm sorry, Mishkan. Bring Hashem into this world. What could be more important? Shabbos is more important. Hashem, you stay upstairs. Just make sure you observe the Shabbos. Shabbos is more important. So maybe if someone is a sick person, he's going to die, let him die. Don't be mechal Shabbos. Got a good point there. And the Gemara has a long presentation of a discussion of Taka. Why is it so that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save a person's life? And the primary is, v'chai bohem! All the mitzvahs were only given to live. If you're not going to live, forget it. Even Shabbos. And in the discussion, the Gemara throws out this svara. Better be mechal one Shabbos, so he'll observe multiple Shabboses. Along comes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he seems to take that svara very seriously and ignore what the Gemara says v'chai bochem, and makes a shocking, shocking statement that if the fellow's not going to live to next Shabbos, let him die. Don't be mechal Shabbos. V'shamu v'nei Yisrael to Shabbos la'asois. He has to be in the begedah that it should result in an asiyah. If it's not going to result in an asiyah, stay away. Everyone is scratching their heads. What in the world did the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say? What in the world is going on here? And we gave 4 answers. 3 technical answers and 1 hashkafic answer. Technical answer number 1 was, we're only discussing a case where your Chil Shabbos will take place at the last moments of Shabbos. The very last moments, where it will not result that the person will benefit even 1 second of being alive during Shabbos. Okay, it's a technical answer. It's good enough not to take the Aruch Chaim out of the Beis HaMidrash. It's a really answer the question, no, but it's a good enough answer. Answer number 2 was alumnusha answer. Let's say the person says, I want to die. That's right. I'm a holy person. I want to die. I don't want on my record in Shemaim that I ever was Mechal Shabbos, even if I'm going to have to lose many years of my life. Do we listen to him? Under ordinary circumstances, we do not. Too bad for you. In Shulchan Aruch it says, U'machal Shabbos, U'machal Shabbos, too bad for your record. But there is one application that we do listen to you. And that's if you have a doctor's note that he's not going to be alive next week. If the patient gives the rabbi a doctor's note, my doctor said I'll be dead by next week, then we listen to you and we're not Machal Shabbos. Okay, there's value in learning this principle. It's an interesting idea. Is it practical today? Definitely not, but it's an interesting concept. There's truth to this concept. And then answer number 3 is to bring out the yesoidos of hutra versus dechuya. Hutra, when you machal Shabbos, it includes whipped cream and a cherry on the top. Dechuya, watch your steps. If a person's going to make it to next Shabbos, hutra. If he's not going to make it to next Shabbos, be mechalul Shabbos, but be very careful. Be very careful. It's only begeder dechuya. And the last answer is my favorite answer. Is to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Chutra, dechuya, force. Don't confuse me with the facts. Don't confuse me with all the lumdis. I don't want to hear lumdis. All the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means to say is like that story I told you. Was the kedai? was a kedai? You're going to do it anyway. Because that's life. Life is you just do. You do whatever you have to do. Because you don't know what the results are going to be. It's in hindsight. In hindsight, when it's all over, when you look back, can you say it was worth it all? Well, for the fellow who went on to observe multiple Shabbosais, you can give yourself a pat on the back. For him, it was kedai. That's all he means. For the people that don't make it, you're allowed to do it. You're obligated to do it. But unfortunately, like many things in life, we don't see, we don't, Hashem's ways are mysterious. We don't see the depth of why it's permitted. But for the one that makes it to the next Shabbos, delicious. It was a wonderful experience with Michal Shabbos for that person. Okay, so this is the topic I want to discuss. Now we have a few minutes. Let me discuss you. Just briefly touch upon another topic in this week's parasha, and that is interesting topic, whole new topic. 10 minutes left. Moira halacha bifnei rabbi. This paskin halacha in the presence of your rebbe. This is very relevant. The end of the parasha. End of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down after the Chedor Egel, very long parasha, the Chedor Egel. Moshe put on a mask. It's pretty scary. It's like almost the anniversary. When did we start putting on masks? We didn't put on a mask right away. They told us first, don't put on a mask. The hospitals need the masks. Don't take away from the first responders their equipment. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he put a masveh on his face. He taught the Jewish people, and then Moshe went out. He went out shalosh parsois, 3 parsois far, far away from the Jewish people to be away from them. Why? He was angry. He was insulted. They worshipped the eagle. Moshe goes to Shemayim for 40 days. They can't wait another couple of minutes. They have to right away replace him. With who do they replace Moshe? With an axe? You might as well, if you're going to replace me, you should have replaced me at least with Korach. Why did you replace me with an axe? I mean, come on. That's what you replaced me with. Whatever it is, Moshe, and then it says in the end of the parasha that anyone had a question, if you have a question, you have to go to Moshe. Based on the pasuk at the very end of the parasha implies no one should take upon themselves to decide a halacha on their own. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is out of the camp because he's upset, whatever the reasons are. If you have a question, go to him. Or wait until he comes back. And everyone, they looked at Moshe when Moshe went out. They gazed at him. He came back. The end of the parasha introduces us to the principles. I don't know all the details. I didn't prepare them too well. But introduces us to the principle that when there is a Rebbe in town, when there's a Rav in town, be very careful not to render a halachic decision in his presence. That's the implication of the psukim at the very end of the parasha. And there is a very fascinating discussion amongst the Rishonim and Acharonim as to what is the nature of the prohibition, what are the reasons exactly, and how is it practical for us today in the modern world. So the first question is, why not? Why are you not allowed to render a halachic decision when there is a Rebbe in town, or Rebbe, a senior Rebbe available? And it basically falls into 2 very different answers, which are very big nafka minis halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Answer number 1 is, you're going to make a mistake. It's just a practical matter. If you have a dilemma, and there is a person who's qualified, is knowledgeable to answer the question, let him answer the question. He has the experience, he has the background, he has the training. He will, even if he'll make a mistake, but his mistake won't be so far from the truth. It will be within the framework of halacha. If you who are less qualified, you will make a mistake. So the result will be that the halacha will be violated. The law will be violated. That's reason number one. Then there's reason number two, an entirely different reason. It's chutzpah. There's an element of respect. It has nothing to do with violation of law. The law will be observed correctly, whether it's going to be decided by this person or by that person. It's a matter of authority. You are usurping someone else's authority. It's very interesting. You have such a concept in the secular society. In secular society, where there's a question, and we have to go and seek guidance from the governor, from the legislator, from the mayor, because if we decide on our own, we'll make a mistake. He knows better because he's been in the business. He's been in the business for decades. Or is there respect? You have to show respect to the governor, to the mayor. Is this such a concept? No way. There's no such concept. It's a whole different dynamic. Whole different dynamic. It's not even in Mizrach L'Maariv. You can't even equate it to. It's interesting. This principle of the Moira Hayra Bifnei Rabbi is uniquely Jewish. Could there even be such a thing in the secular world? I don't know. Maybe you'll show me an equivalent, but it doesn't seem like the whole thing can fathom such a thing like this. Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, if there's a Rebbe in town and there's a question to be asked, either there's a concern of an error, and that's why it has to go to the proper person to ask the question, the person who has the experience, has the background, or it's a matter of a lack of derech eretz, which is a very powerful concept that is part of Yadus. Derech eretz kadma l'Torah. This is the Rav. He's in charge. He's the boss. Torah is not a business. I was very involved with someone, and recently The Rambam says, "Chayev misa b'dei shemayim." No, recently I was involved in an organization, and there was a falling out. There was a very big problem, and they went to a person in the business world who is an expert, a very big expert in dealing with these type of situations of people who don't see eye to eye, who deal with big organizations and. And social skills, dealing with people, defining a person's roles and boundaries, and working together in a complex organization. So there's a Jewish organization. It's a significant organization, and there's a fight, a big fight, and they need help. They need outside help to patch things up. So they tapped into a person who is purely in the business world, who's a recognized expert in very successful in dealing with these type of things. And he started out dealing with this Jewish organization as if it was a business. Mamash a business. And he took the side of one person, of one of the parties, doing exactly what he knows how to do. And then someone went over to him, I think more than one person, and they spoke to this big expert, and they basically told him, "B'mechilas kvoitcha, this is not a business. This is a Jewish organization. It has a very different dynamic. We need you desperately to solve the problem here, but you're attacking it as if it's a business." I mean, there are definitely elements of business, and that's why we need you. We need you. We want you to solve the problem. But the dynamics, the things that you're doing, we really think it's not going to work. It's not what we hired you for, because there's a different set of rules here. This is a religious organization working to give honor to Hashem. And it doesn't have the same rules like a secular business. we need you because you have the expertise, but you're coming down too hard. It's not what we really want you to do. Okay, it's still up in the air, but it's very, very interesting. The Moire Halacha Bifnei Rabbi is a uniquely religious, orthodox principle that relates to Klal Yisrael, to Yadus, that carries the Kedusha of Halacha and the Kedusha of Torah. Now, there's some very interesting Kedusha about this whole principle, Bezman Hazeh. Bezman Hazeh, many challenge if this whole Halacha, if the Halacha applies altogether. In the modern world that we live in today, in the global village, where everyone has 20 Rabbanim, and everyone shops around for the best, the answer that satisfies them the best. Is there such a principle today of if a person wants to pass an halacha, and there are other gedolim, other people, senior people that are recognized in the community, what are the rules? How does it work today? So many people will say today it's a lot less strict. There's no chayv misa, because first of all, today we all there is no unique decision. Today, we paskin halacha from books. Let's take a step back. There are different types of questions. If a person comes to ask you a question, what bracha do I make on a glass of water? And your Rebbe is standing right there. Are you chayiv misa if you tell this fellow, you make a shahakol, don't bother him. The Rebbe's right there. You make a shahakol on a cup of water. So, moira halacha bifnei rabbi. That's not moira halacha bifnei rabbi. It's ridiculous. Anything that is explicit in Shulchan Aruch, that is simple, there's no one that disagrees with this. If you paskin the halacha in front of your Rebbe, you're doing your Rebbe a favor. You're doing him a favor. This guy, this nudge, get rid of him. Just answer the questions for him. What do I have to go deal with people to drive me crazy? If you'll come, you'll ask a more complex question. What bracha do you make on sushi? Oh, sushi. And the Rebbe's right there. And the Rebbe, and this is his expertise. And you're going to go say your day right in front of the Rebbe? Okay, that's already a more serious issue. Even that, you can go open up an art scroll, brachas book, and this book and that book, and you can extrapolate. Today, any shiloh that's being answered is not a question that's rocket science. It's pretty much documented. If it's not exact, it's pretty close. You'll have a new type of food, a new type of situation. All right, there are definitely things that are novel and that requires very heavy duty consideration. But pretty much everything today is available. Everything, all the shilas, the basic shilas, even the complicated shilas, even life and death questions. There are different opinions. They're all valid. Documented. Every case is just a matter of being medame le'inyin. It's not like someone is coming and giving you a new chiddush that's so novel, so earth shattering that it's the geder being mer halacha bifnei rabbi. So technically speaking, the whole thing really does not apply all that much anyway today. As far as making a mistake in halacha, and as far as respect. That's all subject to society. It's all really a matter of perception. As far as derech eretz is concerned, you live in a community where there are 50 shuls. You go to your shul. It's not like you have like in time of Moshe Rabbeinu. You have Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Klal Yisrael is only Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different society. Kavod, derech eretz, chutzpah is custom tailored to your society. So as far as halacha is concerned, everything is documented today. So you can't say that it's such a terrible aveira to go and be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And as far as Derech Eretz, well, it all depends. It all depends on the setting. If the rabbi is standing right there and you start being believed that you're the rabbi, that's a tremendous chutzpah. Tremendous chutzpah. But if you have a Rebbe who lives in Borough Park and you're a young 20-year-old in Flatbush and your balabas comes and asks you a question, well, you can tell Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi because my Rebbe lives in Borough Park. It's ridiculous. It's all a matter of perception. Now, there are some incredible chiddush that I came across. That would be fascinating. Some want to say this chiddush. I couldn't believe what I saw. He writes it, Rabbi Gibbs. the Issa being Merlech Befnei Rabo only applies to Yoredeya, not when it comes to Choshe Mishpat, Dini Mamanus. Shocking. Why? It's really very true. It's very fascinating. In Parashas Yisro, when Moshe Rabbeinu appoints Dayanim, what were the Dayanim for? I don't know if it's explicit in the pasuk, but it's very close. Dine Mimonos. People came to Moshe fighting over money. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and he appointed a whole hierarchy of judges, Dayanim, to deal with disputes bein ish me'ish l'chaveroi. You come to a bezdin. When do you go to a bezdin? Money. He owes me $1,000. And the other, I don't owe you nothing. Adarabba, you owe me $1,000. Oh, you go to a din Torah. Din Torah, right away, World War III breaks out. You go to a din Torah. If you have a shiloh, you have a bezdin. Zebur lo'echad, zebur lo'echad. And you have a whole system. Let's say you have a chicken, and you have a spot in the chicken. And you don't know, is the chicken kosher or not kosher? Well, you go to a bezdin of 23 dayanim for the chicken? You go to the local rabbi. One rabbi. In matters of Hilchas Nida, when you go to a bezin, you present the shayla, a person that has a mare. He goes to 23 dayanim, a whole hierarchy of dayanim to decide if there's the mare, is damas, and not. Ridiculous. No such thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu appointed a system of dayanim, it was all for dinei mimonos. But as far as dinei iser v'heter, kosher, non-kosher, nida, shenad and nida, all ribis, all the shalos of dinim of Issa v'heter Yerideya, the only one who decided was Moshe. Isn't that amazing? Moshe never put into a system in place, but for dinim Moinais, he did. He did put into a system for Moshe. So someone says that Bizman Hazeh, the Isser of the Moire Halacha Bifnei Rabbi is only on Yerideya. Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Basa B'cholav, Hilchos Tarfus, Hilchos Ribis. But as far as Dine Mimoinois, Rabbi, am I chayiv to give back the money? This is Gazela, not Gazela, who owes the money? You have a Rebbe next door. Mar Alach B'fei Rabbi, no. Dine Mimoinois, Moshe appointed Dayanim. It applies today. There's no Moire Halacha Bifnei Rabbi on matters of Choshen Mishpat. Only in Yerideya. That's a tremendous Chiddush. And the last thing is, he brings it up from the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzerov. He says the person was about to leave his Rebbe, and he said to him, Rebbe, give me a Mahalach. What should I do? I'm leaving. I'm going far away. There are no Rabbanim there. I'm going to, who knows, I'm going to a Chabad house. I'm starting up a Chabad house somewhere in Mars. Now they're able to go to Mars. What should I do on Mars? Who should be my Rav? So Divrei Chaim told him, your Rav should be the Shulchan Aruch, and your Rebbe should be Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is the Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch is the Rav. That says a lot, because today we don't have real, you know, original Mora Hayra. Shulchan Aruch, it's all in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rav. And who's the Rebbe? The Rebbe is the someone that you come to, and you cry to, and you ask for a bracha, and you pour all your problems. Moral support. Shabbos. Shabbos is the bracha. All the brachas come from Shabbos. When the focus of your week is Shabbos, not everyone has a Rebbe. You go to a Rebbe. Rebbe is a very hard job. What do the Rebbes do the whole day? They have the worst job in the world, in my opinion. I'm not mekana any Rebbe. What do they do the whole day, Rebbes? They listen to tzaris. That's all they do. The whole day. Tzaris, tzaris, tzaris. Everyone, they come, they tell the Rebbe, this tzara, that tzara. Give me a bracha. That's all they do the whole day. It's not a fun job to be a Rebbe, to listen to people's tzaris the whole day. Shabbos is the Rebbe. It's our moral support. When the whole week revolves around Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos is the one that we will lean on, and we makir that Shabbos is the makor of bracha, Shabbos is our Rebbe. And what is, who is our Rav? Who's going to pass on the halachas for us? Shulchan Aruch. Read the book. Read what it says in the big books. Okay, we'll leave with that. Rabbi Yisai, thank you for coming. Have a wonderful post-Shushan Purim. Shushan the Shushan. The Isru Chag of Shushan Purim. Have a wonderful day. Be well, everyone. Zay
gesund. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to be left besimcha. It says, Mishenichlas Adam Arben besimcha. It means you can only go up and up and up. You can't go down.
Excellent. Excellent. Well said. Everyone.